There, now I totally screwed it up. Okay, it is 7:45. We adjourned at 7:08, and so now, if I can, I will move that we come back and adjourn the executive session and resume our regular meeting.
I will second that motion.
Thank you. All in favor, please say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any abstention or objection? There is none. So we are going to move to appoint Mr. Scott Feltus as trustee, filling the vacancy left by John Hofstetter.
I will second the motion.
All in favor of appointing Scott Feltus as trustee, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any abstentions or objections? There are none. That was unanimous. So thank you, Scott, for coming forward. You still have to be sworn in and bonded, so for the remainder of the meeting, you'll be abstaining from any decisions. But as soon as we get those details, I would say you'll be acting as trustee at our next regular meeting. It would be my expectation.
Is there an effective date on that or not then?
I think it's effective when he's bonded and insured,
okay.
Or bonded and sworn in. But we have appointed. Okay, so that closes that one item, and then I move that we approve giving our road superintendent a raise to $31.30 per hour.
I will second the motion.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of approving that raise and pay to our road superintendent, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any abstentions or objections? And there are none. So that was unanimous, and that business is concluded. I think that was the main business that we talked about. So it would be time for office reports, I believe. If Anita, you have any further things for us to look at?
I do.
Or if there's other business that we need to complete.
Here are purchase orders.
Oh my gosh.
For 2023.
Oh, so we're kind of approving a blanket of purchase orders?
Yes.
Awesome.
This is one that needs to be added,
okay,
to the approval, but it's technically for last year.
All right. We might address this one first and then do those other
ones. I don't know if it matters. I had all of them closed out and then realized I needed one more for the ACH fee.
Okay.
So these are, there's a lot. Will this be a public record? Do I have to name every one of these, or is this
I do, there's a, that report will be attached in the minutes.
Okay.
That front one report.
Alrighty.
List.
So this is really part of our budgeting process, right? I move that we approve the blanket purchase orders and then and now purchase orders and regular purchase orders that the fiscal officer has presented tonight. This is for a total amount of $681.63.
I will second the motion.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of approving those purchase orders for the year, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any abstentions or objections? And there are none. She also presented a then and now purchase order 109-2022 for $15 for ACH fee from Farmers National Bank. I move that we approve this then and now purchase order.
I'll second the motion.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of approving that purchase order, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any abstentions or objections? And there are none.
Thank you.
Payment listing?
Mm-hmm.
So Scott, we usually get like a payment listing from the fiscal officer, details every payment that the township makes during a given period, usually during the month. And those are tied directly to the purchase orders that we just signed. It's painstakingly very detailed. And so we get this listing. Here's your opportunity to see what the checks are and ask questions for the fiscal officer if there's something that looks crazy goofy, like trail tire for $49.48.
That's two trucks.
Yeah. Heard the tread was just about down on our two dump trucks, right? So.
And this list will typically be a little bit longer. In January, you don't have like the trustees checks on there.
Right.
Got that at the end of December. That's kind of, this is a little shorter of a list.
So we do have checks to sign tonight for
mm-hmm.
these, okay. So if no other questions, I'll move that we approve the payment listing for January 2023.
I will second the motion.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of approving the payment listing, please say yes.
Yes.
Any abstention or objection? We'll sign those before we conclude the meeting.
And then this is just the updated fund status.
Updated fund status report.
Like I said, I do have this asset listing, which you may look at. It does need to be.
You got some changes to make,
corrections. Changes to make, yes. Apparently I only printed two.
Okay.
Here, I can get another one.
We don't have to take action on this though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A good one. Good thing I can see that.
There's a few things to take off and a few things to add and adjust.
Any questions for fiscal officer?
No questions.
We're not really taking action there. Okay.
That's all I got.
Okay. Road supervisor report, I emailed that. If you had a chance to look at that.
Yep.
Not really anything major on the road report and just some annual service. Yeah, we did have some days removing snow and laying down some salt and having the wind blow the salt.
Yeah, nice job. Kudos to our two workers who went out and literally weathered that storm. I mean, was the salt even doing anything?
Yeah, when it warmed up a little.
Yeah.
Before it was,
yeah.
You just kind of got to keep it off the road, and then you just had to keep going around where it kept drifting, and then when the wind shifted, then everything was different. You had to figure out. Yeah, we had wrestling, we couldn't get through.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. We had to take a loader out one time to get a road opened, at least a path down through there.
And then would it just like cover back up over again?
Well,
or
you go through there and the snow's as high as your window. You can't see going into it, and then when you hit it, then you really can't see.
Yeah.
You just kind of got to.
Where were the worst areas like?
In the Zerker and the paint.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing there.
Yeah.
And then the curve in Arnold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That drifted shut.
Okay.
And I can only speak from my end.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what he dealt with.
Yeah.
And then I had north
anything north-south was really...
North-south roads were bad, yeah.
Yeah.
And then if the wind would shift, and then you get them open, and every time you push it back, it gets higher and higher, and it just kind of rolls.
Yeah.
And you hit it hard enough, or it all just comes back and hits your window.
Hopefully you don't repeat that.
All right, I'll move that we include the road supervisor's report and the road report itself into the meeting minutes.
Yep, I'll second the motion.
All in favor of including those in the meeting minutes, please say yes.
Yes.
Before we go on.
Yeah.
Can I just noticed that it was a resolution last year to increase the road supervisor's pay?
Okay, yeah.
Do we need to do a... And should we do a resolution for that?
I'm not opposed to having a resolution that does that. That
cover our bases.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I move that we approve resolution 2023-01-10-01. Holy smokes. That will increase our road superintendent's compensation to $31.30.
I will second the motion.
Thank you. We'll have a roll call.
Scott?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Thank you. And then can we also, and I'm sorry, I've missed these before, can we, last year we continued the regular payday and continued the per diem?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Is that me doing that, or is that you doing
that? I think that is you doing that.
Okay.
Do you want to...
You got some language I can read? To just be a motion, that's not
yes.
A okay. So I move that we approve continuing the regular payday as previously established to comply with our handbook.
I will second the motion.
Thank you. All in favor of approving the regular payday as previously established, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any abstention or objection? No, there's none. And then I will also move to continue using the per diem method of paying the trustees.
I will second the motion.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of continuing the per diem method, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. And that was unanimous as well.
Thank you.
Okay, also under road supervisor report and discussions with Kevin, and Scott will invite you to throw your 2 cents in, but he's disappointed with the uniforms that we're currently using. They're not... maybe as for the dollars we pay. He's thinking that perhaps we would be better served with less dollars by giving each of the employees a uniform allowance, each of the road employees a uniform allowance. They could get 10 sets of gear in there and then use the washer and dryer that we now have as a result of the funds that we received from, that might have been CARES Act money that
yeah, I think it was.
Yeah. Then we have a washer and dryer right on site.
Really?
Serious. Went the whole day? I think I got... Yeah, I did it right. And so I don't know... I don't know that we can identify exactly what our... UniFirst is our...
UniFirst is it?
So
yes, and it's approximately 32 to 34 a month.
Per man.
Or per a week, sorry.
Per week?
Per week.
Is that for each individual or
no,
total?
That's total.
32 a week, so that's $1,600. Mm-hmm. Kevin and I just did some math in his office where it was like you could get 10 shirts and 10 trousers for $700.
Okay.
And so there would be less than a 1 year payback there.
Yeah, and he mentioned to me that if 10 was kind of the number because that would allow enough to be available and use and yet not require laundry to be done
every
other day.
Yeah.
So that would put him on a good schedule.
I think we've already, and we've done something similar to this for coats and jackets. and boots, I think, as well. So it's not wrong for us to do it now that we have the facilities to keep them clean.
Yeah.
That we can do this. And then what I recommended was maybe we have a one-time load allowance to get those 10 items, and then we have a replacement allowance that's maybe a little bit, it's not going to be 700, but then we just have a replacement allowance each month that...
And I think, like he said, you know, there are times where you rip something, you know, and then you'd have this allowance to, okay, let's go out and replace them as needed.
Yeah.
As opposed to like, okay, we got to replace all 10 at once.
So I would think that maybe we continue through the rest of January with our UniFirst until the guys get their gear that they want, mm-hmm. and then maybe we come back at the February meeting and say, UniFirst, we're done. And
yeah, I like that.
Then we go from there. So I move that we authorize Kevin to, is that the right way to do it? Should we? I'll temporarily table my motion there while we work it out.
Yeah.
They're going to have to purchase with their dollars, and then we refund that, reimburse that. How's that going to work?
I don't know. Or would we just...
Or do we authorize Kevin to do it?
Well, could he like pick them out and present an invoice where actually pay it? Purchase order, something like that?
Yeah. I think that's not wrong. Let's tonight authorize Kevin to proceed with an amount not to exceed, say, $1,500.
Okay.
And then we'll kind of see how it shakes out.
Thought?
Were there other things being provided by UniFirst that we still need or want, like the safety gear?
Did they do a first aid kit over there for us?
No, we just had them updated.
They're not doing like masks.
They don't do vests or anything like that.
That's right.
Everything has that high vis on it.
And the only thing we get is probably maybe raincoats or outside jackets, stuff like that. But
okay, so it was primarily just the uniforms then?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's probably a catalog, web-based or print-based, that you pick stuff out of and you get, that you purchase.
You're using the UniFirst uniforms too, right?
Some.
Okay, but not always?
No, I don't like them too well.
Okay. So if we, I guess the reason I was asking is if we discontinue it, it's not going to put you in a position.
No, no.
Position. Okay.
No.
You,
it depends on how this swings.
Yeah.
I probably won't get it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So I move that we authorize Kevin to proceed with buying personal workwear in lieu of using our UniFirst uniforms in an amount not to exceed $1,500.
I second the motion.
All in favor of approving that motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. And that was unanimous. So I'll communicate back to Kevin that he's got some leeway there in a budget, and then we just need to find out how we execute the purchase, whether it's reimbursement or it's a check from the...
Come on, pocket this to start.
We'll see how it shakes out.
Was it $1,500?
$1,500, not to exceed. Fire department. I got a couple items, but I don't know if we've received any reports. I didn't print any off. If we received
I don't think we received any. I don't know who we would be getting them from East Wayne anymore.
Yeah, and I don't know that they've had a regular meeting. I think they've had their reorganization meeting. It's tonight, actually.
Okay.
So,
did we take action at the year end meeting? Official action about just continuing the existing contract?
I got a, we talked about it.
Okay.
And so I went back to East Wayne's counsel, Jacob Nicholas, I think is his name, and I said, listen, it sounds like you guys have got a 6-month time span, lifespan, so maybe we don't spend a lot of energy renewing this new contract with new deliverables. maybe we just extend. He was favorable to that. He went to his board. They were favorable to that. He drafted up this memorandum of understanding between our two entities that is just going to extend our 2022 agreement into 2023 until such time. Here it literally states June 30, 2023. I know there's court action in, I think it's in Judge, I can't remember which judge has it, but it's in Wayne County Common Pleas, I think, that it might possibly be challenged. And from, I attended the village council meeting last night, I think if it is challenged, then there's already plans to have another resolution to withdraw effective December 31 of 23. Okay. So if it does turn out to be 6 months or 12 months, I think we can just extend. And
I'm good with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was actually one of the things on my list was to approve the memorandum of understanding presented by East Wayne Fire District to extend our 2022 contract into 2023, effective June 30. But and then maybe we'll have another motion at some point to extend this until the end. But
okay, is that your motion?
That's my motion.
Okay, I will second that motion.
Thank you, Tom. So all in favor of approving this motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. And any abstentions or objections, and there are none. So we'll fill out all this.
Can you repeat your motion one more time?
Yeah, my motion was to approve the memorandum of understanding between, I don't know if I said, East Wayne Fire District and Sugar Creek Township to extend the agreement for fire protection and EMS from 2022 into 2023, and effective June 30, 2023 would be the end date according to this memorandum of understanding. That makes sense.
Yeah, but I didn't.
I can ad lib that again.
Yeah, one more time. Hold on before you ad lib it.
Yeah.
Okay, one more time.
Okay, so we've approved this memorandum of understanding between East Wayne Fire District and Sugar Creek Township that, and specifically, we're extending the 2022 agreement for fire protection and emergency medical services.
Okay, hold on right there. To extend our agreement.
Yeah, from 2022.
For fire
protection.
Protection.
And emergency medical services.
And services into 2023.
Yeah, to extend until June 30. 2023.
Okay, thank you.
And I seconded that.
Okay.
And that was unanimous. And then we need to vacate our prior resolutions.
Yeah, do you want me to just
run through that? Yeah.
Okay. So we were contacted by the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office, who had been contacted by the auditor's office, and we were told that the resolutions we passed at the December 28th meeting had an error in the calculation of tax. The amount per $100,000 of value was incorrect. So we have been advised to, and I'm not sure what word I want to use here, vacate or rescind. I suppose they mean the same thing.
I think so.
But if you'd like me to make a motion, I can proceed with that. So based on the recommendation from Wayne County Prosecutor's Office, I move that we rescind resolution number 2022-12-28-03.
I will second that motion.
2022-12-28-03.
Right.
And that was based upon recommendation
from the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office, based on a print error on the original resolutions.
Okay. No. I mean, yes, but no. Let me just read, Tom.
I think basically that we're
based upon
moving to rescind that resolution. I couldn't, I guess we could make the motion to include both resolutions, or maybe we should do them separately.
Okay, and then Scott, you seconded.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, and then all in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed, same. And that passes unanimously. So as the second part of this then, I make a motion that we rescind resolution number 2022-12-28-04 for the same reasons listed previously.
I'll second that.
All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed the same. And that motion is unanimous. And then Anita, once you're done with that, I would say that we would move forward with passing the new the corrected resolutions that were sent to us.
Okay. Do you want to read those?
Scott, you can.
Or Scott, you can.
Okay, yeah. And first, it's the one that declares a necessity, and then the other one is proceeding. Okay. So we did resolution 01 already, right, tonight?
Yes.
All right. So I have here for the board to consider, and I will move that the board approve resolution number 2023-01-10-01-02. I feel like I should have a telegraph, Morse code, something like that. Yeah. That was good.
I don't want to question. Did you actually say that right? Because I feel like you said 01 at the end, dash 02, instead of 1. Oh, no, it is 01. Or no, it's 10 on the end.
Yeah, there's a...
Can you say that resolution number again?
Before you say that?
Yeah, yeah.
Does it matter that the date says 22 on the top of that resolution?
I don't feel comfortable of approving the resolution and not on a date other than today.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I can just write 23 in?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Resolution number 2023-01-10-02. Thank you. You were right. That did come out wrong. This is a resolution declaring it necessary to proceed with the levy of a tax in excess of the 10 mil limitation for the benefit of Southern Sugar Creek Township Fire District. This is a 2 mil levy.
Does it matter which one we do first?
Yes.
Yeah.
The necessity to proceed, or...
Declaring the necessity...
That's the right
is
amount.
...is the first.
Okay.
This, that did say
the
$200.
Other one said 200, yeah. Okay. Here. These two are the same. No.
The first one is declaring a necessity, and the second one is a necessity to proceed.
Yeah, we need the declaring the necessity of levying the tax, that one first.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, nobody seconded my motion, so that motion dies for lack of a second.
Okay.
I move
there we go.
That we approve resolution number 2023-01-10-02. This is a resolution declaring the necessity of levying a tax in excess of the 10 mil limitation for the benefit of Southern Sugar Creek Township Fire District. This is a 2 mil levy.
I second Scott's motion.
Thank you.
Scott?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
former ones that we vacated or rescinded?
That's the set of the former ones.
I'm gonna jot that number in.
Anita, do you need that number as well to jot in?
Yes.
That is the, yeah, that's how much it will.
174.6. And that's the one we haven't done yet.
Yeah. I was hoping 8:30 would be the one that, close.
Okay.
You good?
I think so.
And then I'm moving that this board approves resolution number 2023-01-10-03. This resolution is declaring it necessary to proceed with the levy of a tax in excess of the 10 mil limitation for the benefit of Southern Sugar Creek Township Fire District. And this has been certified that the 2 mil levy for a three-year period will raise $174,600 each year.
I will second the motion.
Scott?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Thank you.
And that should bring us into compliance with the county auditor and the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office.
And we're still, we still have time. I think February 1st was the deadline to file that. So I'm also, I will be taking those over Thursday.
Okay.
So you'll get me a copy?
Yes.
You can just either, I mean, a scanned copy is fine of each.
Yeah.
Meeting calendar for 2023, we really didn't have any exceptions to. We said maybe during summertime, we might consider a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
I heard last night at the meeting, Downton Village is moving to second Tuesday.
Are they really?
And so we'll be second Tuesday. Kidron Volunteers are second Tuesday as well.
Oh, wow, okay.
So it's a popular night.
Yeah. On the website, I did put the projected 2023 dates.
Yeah, I saw you had amended that. I'll communicate those to the park board to see if we can secure this building for each of those dates. I think we've already secured the 21st next month.
Okay.
So I'll just double check that and make sure that second Tuesday is when we do that. And if we're here, we're here. If we're not here, we'll be at the garage. The only other thing I've got just to talk about, and it will take less than a minute, perhaps, unless it's an interesting topic, but had some local residents in our Plain community here ask me if there's anything we can do on Kidron Road to expand the road bed, the shoulders, the berm, because now there are so many bikes with buggies on the back of them, you know, the little pull cart behind them. And so much traffic now is being delayed, not delayed, but is just waiting for a chance to pass these folks with their e-bikes. And I work on Kidron Road, so I'm back and forth 3 or 4 times a day. There are as many or more e-bikes now as there are buggies.
Wow.
So I heard that. I heard that more than once from both English and non-English community members. That they want to do that. Well, okay, that's a county road. There's nothing we can do about it. So I passed it forward to Scott Miller, just like, you know, if you don't ask, he can't say no.
Yeah.
And it was like the timing was perfect. I am now participating in a raise grant forum of individuals that are grant writers, and it's Scott Miller at Wayne County. It's the county engineer in Holmes County. Apparently, they have been collaborating for a while with the hike Rails to Trails. There's two trails in Wayne County. One is the Heritage Trail and the other one is the Ohio to Erie Trail. And they both go down spots. I think 94A is major for the Heritage Trail.
Okay.
That apparently is a nationwide trail. And then the Ohio to Erie, I don't know how where that goes to exactly. I think it goes down through Holmes County, but not through Fredericksburg. Okay. So they're writing a grant to find a path for a lot of the rail trails between Apple Creek and Fredericksburg have been purchased privately, and those private owners have no interest in revitalizing that and having a bike path on that. They want to, you know, they want to till it.
Yeah.
I get it. So those bike paths go along the road, and so there's federal money to improve those roads. And I think Scott Miller was thinking about let's put it on the roads that we want to improve, and possibly Kidron Road actually extends from 30 all the way down to County Road 160 in Mount Hope, or in Holmes County, which is a major thoroughfare, east-west thoroughfare. So if there was federal money to improve that all the way. And then I think also the Amish Steering Committee has been talking to Scott and the Holmes County engineer about, well, they did that whole Mount Hope Road, County Road 177 in Holmes County, and those shoulders are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So now there's a push to extend that up, but the county road only goes up to Morehouse?
Moreland.
Only goes up to Moreland. From there, it's Township Road up to 250. So they'd only be able to go up to Moreland there. That's kind of it's important. There's a lot of traffic on that road, but come over to Kidron Road,
right,
and put that money in Sugar Creek Township, rather than rather than our neighbors. But that might mean we might have not only e-bike traffic, but we might have tourist bike traffic as well through Kidron. I mean, that's a win-win, right? That's more economics into Kidron as well.
Yeah. Good.
So, doing that. So, that went on.
Sounds like good timing.
Once a week, Thursdays. And it'll probably mean that I need to get letters of support from community members. But that's fine. We should be doing that. Anything else from you, Tom?
No. Nothing else on my list.
All right, so with that, I think we'll sign checks and then we'll go from there. Do we have to sign all of those?
Yes. I did it. You can do it.
I remember doing that last year. Actually, I might have been absent from the reorganization meeting last year.
I think you were.
And so it's been 2 years since I've done that. I brought three pens so I could sign all these things.
Yeah, that's a bunch of purchase orders.
Okay. I gotta fill out that memorandum of understanding too, and we sign that. Yeah. All right, sir. And memorandum of understanding is up right back on that.
understanding.
And these are for you.
Anything else?
I think we're good.
Then I move that we adjourn the meeting.
I second the motion.
All in favor of adjourning, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed or abstained? There never are. That was unanimous. We are adjourned.